The third Boise Startup Week begins next week, and the event bills itself as Idaho's largest expo of tech entrepreneurs, small business consultants, and venture capitalists. In addition to workshops, there'll be pitch sessions for entrepreneurial foodies to get products on the shelves at Albertsons. Boise Startup Week, again, starts this coming Wednesday, the 18th, and runs through Friday at various venues. Joining us in the studio to discuss these and to talk about tech development in the Treasure Valley in general is Nick Krabs, a partner with Vinyl High Fidelity Software and Design, and T.M. Rostiger, the newly appointed executive director of Trailhead. That's a space that connects tech innovators and marketers here in Boise. Welcome to you both.
Thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
So this is the third Boise Startup Week. Have you seen tangible growth in innovation and design over previous years? How and where?
Yeah, I mean, the event itself has seen a lot of growth. I would say the scope has doubled in size. We have 121 events that are going on over the course of 3 days, which is a lot. But even more so than that, the benefit to the community is also seeing a lot of growth. And so I like to highlight the winner of our pitch competition last year. After winning that pitch competition, he runs a company called Cartogram, went on to raise another $100,000 in a pitch, and traveled the West Coast really doing well at a lot of different pitch
And Nick, tell me about his company. What does it do?
So Cartogram, they build really detailed indoor maps, digital maps of hospitals and universities. Hospitals, I think, is the primary client. And the idea there is that, if you need to get medication from, the first floor to the sixth floor, it will map out the most efficient and effective route to do that. So really exciting product. Very cool. And then beyond that, I think the other really interesting thing that's happened is kind of the recruiting that's gone on during Startup Week. We bus in, 300 to 400 college students from BYUI, ISU, and University of Idaho. And they get a chance to meet with local employers during our startup crawl. So they actually go to the different employers in downtown Boise, mostly tech companies, of course. But then also we have a huge recruiting session. It's kind of a little bit of a party atmosphere. We bring in appetizers. And so they get a bunch of touch points with employers right here in Boise.
A bit of a job fair as well. I know we are struggling with employment here in the state. Workers are needed.
As a matter of fact, a story to share. I used to work for Vacasa. Last year we had a number of Ballyhoo engineers come to Vacasa as part of the crawl. And they did not know about Vacasa, and coincidentally, at the same time, they received notice from Ballyhoo that they were going to be let go. So through the crawl, the startup crawl, coming to Vacasa, they, for one, were aware that Vacasa existed, and within 24 hours, we had 12 offers out, and within the week, they all had accepted the offer. So that's some tangible growth on relocating tech talent from one company to another.
And the ultimate in networking. Well, let's talk about the value outside of Idaho, using events like Startup Week to elevate the profile of Boise and Idaho and the global tech community, or at least the Western tech community.
Well, the one nice thing about Startup Week is because we're, collecting all these tech entrepreneurs, speakers, sponsors, kind of all in one place, it's an opportunity to be very loud about what we're doing here, and it's getting attention. Multiple VCs are traveling in from...
VCs, of course, are venture capitalists.
Venture capitalists, apologies. Epic Ventures is even a sponsor of our event. They're down in Salt Lake, and so they're coming up, and they're kind of evaluating the deal flow that we have here in Idaho. We have speakers from Google and Dropbox. SendGrid, which IPO'd, very recently, is also sponsored and have some programs going on. So it's starting to get noticed about all the great things that we're doing here.
Yeah, this really presents an opportunity for folks from out of state and even globally to gauge the health of our ecosystem. Events like this really highlight, where we are, where we're headed, and what we have to offer.
You hear the phrase from potato chips to microchips and perhaps beyond now. Well, let's talk about where those startups are coming from. You just mentioned a few software companies. What about hardware, storage, or security, maybe on the backs of INL's cybersecurity initiatives? What are you seeing?
Yeah, INL, and they actually have a tour going on right now. One of their stops is at Boise Startup Week that talks about kind of all the resources that INL and the state and iGEM have available for entrepreneurs. And so they have a ton of resources available, especially in security. But, talking about our local ecosystem, there's so many names to point at. Blackbox VR, they're a hardware company. They're doing a fantastic job. They're planning on launching their first gym in San Francisco in January. Their first gym. So they built the first virtual reality gym, and it's amazing. I'm in their beta program, so I go every Tuesday and Thursday and work out. It's amazing.
I'm going to have to ask another follow-up. How does that work?
Well, so they've engineered themselves an incredibly impressive resistance machine that uses an electric hydraulic system, and then they strap you in VR, and the VR system recognizes the machine behind you, and then they have a bunch of really complex algorithms to adjust to you working out. So unlike going to a traditional gym where you're setting weights, this adjusts to you and try to figure out where your failure points are. And it really is an impressive feat of engineering. They've done a fantastic job. It's taken them about 3 years to get to their alpha version. It's really, really awesome.
Black box VR. I'll be staring at my avatar in the mirror all day. We're speaking with Nick Krebs of Vinyl Software and TM Rostiger of Trailhead. And we would love to hear from you. You know, you can always send us a note at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. So to understand who put this together, the planning committee is a collaboration of small tech industry and the universities, Boise State, University of Idaho, and other development agencies. So how do big corporations fit in, the Simplots, the Microns, the Albertsons?
So for example, Albertsons has partnered with Trailhead on the TrailMix pitch competition. Without Albertsons' support, and really them offering up shelf space for the winner, which I can get to in a minute, this wouldn't have been possible. So in a way, there are tangible benefits for smaller companies to pitch to these more established companies. If you think about it, more established companies that have been around for a while have a hard time innovating. And this is one way for them to tap into the innovation pool locally right around them. So it's an investment on their part, but there are some definite returns.
And so, Tim, you also have experience in developing startups from the perspective of sales, marketing, product management. What are some of those mistakes that startups or even the big companies make when trying to court investors?
I would say, top of mind, failing to fail early and fail cheap.
So you hear this slogan in business trade magazines, fail quick. What does that mean?
Fail quick is basically, it's a methodology that, you know, you can find in common methodologies such as design thinking. It basically encourages you to get an MVP, a minimal viable product, out as a prototype in order to get customer feedback so you can adjust your product. So in other words, don't think that your first prototype, your first idea is the silver bullet. There are iterations, there are pivots that are needed. And through that process of failing early, and I call it fail cheap because you don't want to run out of money, by the first time you fail, you really want to plan for your failure, use it as an opportunity to learn, and pivot your product.
And, you know, Vinyl runs a process internally called the design sprint. It's actually a Google Ventures design sprint that we run. And it follows right along those lines. And the intention really is to learn as much as you can as quickly as possible from real customers. Because the truth is, if you can get a real customer to write you a check for your product, you're onto something. If you can't, you probably need to figure out why very quickly.
Well, there's certainly, we've been hearing quickly, we've been talking about a Shark Tank approach and design sprints. Nick, what about this pitch competition? What's at stake?
Yeah, so the pitch competition this year is kind of one of our marquee events. And, you know, we have, I think, 33 teams registered. We've filtered that down. They're all getting a bunch of mentorship from the Venture Capital Org team. And then ultimately, there's $10,000 on the line. We have a $10,000 check for the winner. Their judges are multiple venture capitalists and kind of innovators in the community. So this is a really big opportunity for one of our local startups to get exposure.
And again, about these obstacles, people have great ideas, but there's so much to mass production, shipping, packaging. Are these some of the problems you help solve at Trailhead?
Absolutely. So Trailhead at its core, you know, being the hub for innovation and entrepreneurship in Boise, we connect entrepreneurs and ideators with resources in the community. Most of them are available for free that will help with, you know, other aspects of the business, not just the product itself, that entrepreneurs typically would struggle with.
So this is good news for Boise. It's growing in the tech and innovation industry. What about some non-tech businesses that start up? What are you seeing?
Again, talking about the food startup and TrailMix, I think, is really a great exposure. I mean, what I can really say is I encourage people to come town. one of the events is you actually get to try the food products. I promise that's where I will be on that Thursday, no doubt. So, I mean, Idaho has deep roots in agriculture and food innovation. And so, you know, we wanted to make sure we included that in Startup Week since it's so much in our DNA.
Yeah, I mean, Trail Mix really, you know, from a non-tech perspective is the climax of Boise Startup Week from my point of view. And what we've done is we have provided food product entrepreneurs with an opportunity to be literally elevated on stage in front of decision makers, in front of buyers, in front of investors. We had upwards of 40 applicants, and we distilled that down to 5 finalists who will do the Shark Tank style pitch competition. There'll be about 20 showcasers who will display their product and share it with the public in a trade show style showcase. We'll also feature a panel discussion from farmers market to supermarket, and also a keynote that is going to cover trends and innovation and really equip food product entrepreneurs with methodologies to compete with large national brands, not to mention the $10,000 in cash that's up for grabs. And really the marquee prize here is shelf space at Albertson's brand new Broadway store.
Wow, the pressure is on. Shelf space, $10,000, and an opportunity to reach a buyer audience. Nick?
Yeah, so the original question was, can I highlight non-tech companies? And, you know, what I always like to say about this is any company that ends up growing or scaling, I don't know if there's such a thing as being a non-tech company anymore. Even if your product is selling shoes that grow, and I'm sure you guys have talked to that guy before.
Oh, we did.
Yeah, he's amazing. Right? But he still has to deal with e-commerce complications and logistic complications, you know, supply chain management. All those are tech solutions.
Yeah.
Right?
We see cattle ranchers with iPads for sure. We've been speaking with Nick Krabs of Vinyl Software and TM Rustiger of Trailhead.